our study of the book of Romans. Today we will be studying chapter 3, verses 12 through 24. Shai Lin will be your expositor today, so open up your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 3.
Let's set the context. Okay, I promise you it's not complex. So far, Paul has been explaining why God's vexed, mad at us. His wrath is just. We lack trust, blasphemous, even though we know it's hazardous. Chapter 1, verses 18 to 32, he talked about our great schemes and the dirt we do. He said people refuse to give God his due praise, what? Suppressing the truth and their wickedness, they're ruthless. Therefore, God turned them over to their sinful ways. And because of nature, we have no excuses. Nope. Chapter 2 is for those who think they don't fit in this category. They think they're on the path to glory.
Nope.
Wrath and fury. They point the guilty to hell. They swell, lacking humility, even though they're filthy as well. Needing more than a bath, cause like a greedy man who hoards his cash, in the same way they're storing up wrath for the day when God's righteous judgment is revealed. And all see their sin debts an infinite amount, when no secret word, thought, or deed will remain concealed before God, to whom we must give account.
That's why it feels so good to be justified. Either trust or die, you must decide. Stakes is high, make the right decision. For the Lamb whose life was given, Christ is risen. It feels so good to be justified. Either trust or die, you must decide. Stakes is high, make the right decision. For the Lamb whose life was given, Christ is risen.
As we continue, the Apostle Paul is a man on a mission to convince you of hostile, fallen humanity's condition. Woo! Learn where God disperses, hurt your pride verses. Romans 3:12, all have turned aside, they're worthless. Bound by sin, a race of hopeless slaves. Verse 13, their throat is an open grave. It says that they use their tongues to deceive. The poison of vipers is under their lips. Look at hip-hop, that's not a hard one to believe. Cats who run with their cliques with guns on their hips. Doesn't it fit? Thugs found dead in clubs. Verse 15, their feet are swift to shed blood.
True.
Police end up deceased in their hot zones. Verse 17, the way of peace they have not known. Everybody appears hard despite the clear odds. Verse 18, bottom line, nobody fears God. His holy word declares we're all lawbreakers. Well, that's the explanation for this planet's confusion. If God didn't intervene, the fall would take us all to hell. But praise the Lord, he granted a solution. And
feels so good to be justified. Either trust or die, you must decide. Stakes is high, make the right decision. For the Lamb whose life was given, Christ is risen. It feels so good to be justified. Either trust or die, you must decide. Stakes is high, make the right decision. For the Lamb whose life was given, Christ is risen.
Verse 21, God's righteousness he manifested in. But that's nothing new, it's in the Old Testament. It belongs to those who put their faith in Christ. If you believe, then you're redeemed because he paid the price. We were hostages, but then he set us free from the bondage of sin. So now we pay homage to him. Verse 24, divine gift, justification.
Yes.
The most important term in a Christian's vocabulary. And most believers can't define it, that's frustrating. Cause understanding this helps us resist the adversary. Christ built his capillaries, that's why a savior can't be married. That's a burden only the God-man could carry. In justification, God declares sinners to be righteous by grace alone, through faith alone, in the finished work of Christ alone. He saves his own. Add anything to that, you in the danger zone. At the cross, God treated Christ as if he lived my life.
What?
I'm so perverted, that's why he was broken and murdered. Through faith, God treats me like I lived the perfect life of Christ.
Yo, I can't earn it, and no, I don't deserve it, but
it feels so good to be justified. Either trust or die, you must decide. Stakes is high, make the right decision. For the Lamb whose life was given, Christ is risen. It feels so good to be justified. Either trust or die, you must decide. Stakes is high, make the right decision. For the Lamb whose life was given, Christ is risen.
So we hope you enjoyed the exposition. And now, as a special treat, we have some turntablism by our very own